At least 12 people injured by gunfire at Ohio festival as police hunt suspects. By Simon Kent on June 7, 2026. At least 12 people were wounded by gunfire Saturday as multiple shots rang out near a busy street festival in Ohio, leaving eventgoers scrambling for cover while others rushed to help the victims. The victims' ages range from 16 to 61. AP reports no suspects were in custody in the hours that followed the 5:30 p.m. exchange of fire, Toledo Deputy Police Chief Joe Heffernan said. Officials urged anyone at the festival to step forward with any photos or videos on their phones for possible leads as the hunt for the perpetrators goes on. The shooting happened near the Old West End Festival, an annual gathering of live music and home tours. Heffernan said it appeared at least two people fired weapons and they were probably shooting at each other, the AP report notes. The police chief further noted, "It's just a shame a few people, for whatever reasons going through their head, decide to disrupt something that has been a beloved community event for many, many, many years. It's just horrible." Two of the victims were in critical condition, Heffernan added. The ages of the victims ranged from 14 to 61. With most of them in their early 20s. "I am deeply concerned about the situation in Toledo tonight," Ohio Governor Mike DeWine said in a statement. "Summer festivals should be safe spaces for families to spend time together without fear of violence." The Old West End Festival is a two-day celebration in Toledo's historic district that includes live music, food vendors, home tours, and shopping. It has variously been described as the kickoff to Toledo's summer festival season. In a statement, the Old West End Association said Sunday's planned festivities will now be canceled. After discussion with festival organizers, law enforcement, and the city of Toledo, "we feel that it would not be compassionate, responsible, or possible to continue the festival," the organization said. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.